behind the plate today. It's a Jameson Barrett as Leaser follows it off. The count stays 0-2, and Mike Lynch on the base path. Around the infield for Rosa Don over at third base, Austin Hadley at shortstop, Matt Middendorf. Second base, it's Matt Schmitz. Over at first base, Pat Ilias. And left field, James Kiefler. James' brother, Kevin Kiefler, out in center field. And right field for the Saints, it's Ethan Vogt behind the plate. Cody Eichers and Aaron Vogt's 0-2 pitch to Kyle Leaser. High for a ball and 1-2.
We're going to see some shortstop play today by two guys that can really charge a baseball and put in that position at shortstop, Kyle Leaser and Matt Middendorf. It's a joy to watch these two play that position.
Leaser lunges at a pitch and pops it up over by the first base dugout. Cody Eichers giving change and tries to basket catch it right by the lip of the dugout and can't come up with it. So Kyle has a new life by the count 1-2. Region Baseball brought to you by Trapper's Pub and Grub at Farming, the Greenwald Pub. A Rose of Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Rose Spring Hill, the State Bank of Richmond, Freeport State Bank, Lick Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill, right here in Dominick, Decker Feed Service, Central Minnesota Realty, North American State Bank of Belgrade, A Rosa and Wilmer, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency over in Painesville, helping us out with baseball too as Leaser takes low for a ball. Nice stop by Cody Eichers and the count 2-2. Also bringing us baseball, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, North American Insurance Agency, CHS of El Rosa. As Leaser drives it to right field, Ethan Vogt there to make the catch for out number one. Fly ball to right field. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix helping us out with baseball today, along with BNS Excavating, Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin, Coke's Bar of Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Gilt Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, New Adventures, Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking, Land O'Lakes and Melrose, Kramer Lumber True Valley with Melrose. As Michael Schlungen takes the first pitch from Aaron Vogt and drives it to center field. Kevin Kiefler right there to make the catch for out number two. So quickly, two outs for the St. Martin Martins.
Lazy fly balls to start this game off.
Andy's Flooring and Remodeling over in El Rosa, bringing us baseball today, along with Cutzer Excavating in Albany, the St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Stony Creek Dairy, and the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry. Thank you to our Region 15C sponsors. If you get a chance, thank them, because without their support, our region broadcast not possible. Taylor Holthouse takes a big swing and a miss, strike one. As Aaron Vogt works from the stretch again, the 0-1 on the way inside of all, and the 1-1.
Taylor, 1-for-3 against New Munich yesterday, was hit by pitch twice yesterday. So I was talking to Tony Rademacher. He says, I said, a lot of guys getting hit again. I said, I think we're up to about 15. He said, well, are we on pace from last year? I said, I think we're ahead of it a little.
Both of us will take inside or outside and low for a ball, and the count to 2-1 now to Taylor Holthouse. Two outs for the Martins, and nobody on, and Holthouse, ooh, he takes a big cut at the fastball, and 2-2. El Rosa Saints, they got the fancy orange jersey tops, a different kind of orange this year, but it really sticks out. Aaron Vogt slips on the mound and falls down, and I heard and I don't know if he's just... I don't think he hurt himself. I think he just slipped when he let that pitch go, and it was high for a ball, 3-2. But he ended up just about doing the splits.
That's kind of an awkward fall out there. You know, he kind of gets
his tailbone on the mound coming down and
gets your leg tucked behind you.
That just shows, Don, how much pitchers really put their legs into delivering a pitch.
And
Aaron really does out of the stretch here. He uses his legs. He's a big, tall kid, about 6'6", 6'7", isn't he? The 3-2 pitch coming to Taylor Holthouse, and inside a ball that just misses, and Holthouse drawn a two-out walk. Hey, a reminder, stick around for our post-game show this afternoon. We'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game. That player gets a $10 certificate, compliments of Albany and Richmond A&W. They also get a hat, a Chasm hat, compliments of the Chasm Farm Department and Joe Gill.
And watched Taylor Holthouse, watched him inside pitches from yesterday. He was getting them called on him, and he wasn't very happy with a few of those calls yesterday, and I don't blame him.
Brian Schlungen swings at the first pitch and pops it up behind second base. Matt Middendorf back on the grass to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Half an inning in the books. It's St. Martin nothing in. El Rosa coming to bat. You're listening to Region 15 C Baseball Action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Who's got time for downtime in farming? That's why you should never risk putting cheap hydraulic fluids in your equipment. Today's sophisticated hydraulics need the advanced protection of Senex QuickLift HTV. It's the best way to protect transmission and hydraulic systems under heavy demands with double the gear load carrying capacity of ordinary hydraulic fluids.
Hi, this is Jason Landon, CHS Certified Energy Specialist. With Senex QuickLift HTV, you'll have the confidence when it counts. CHS Prairie Lakes, Agronomy, Energy, and Grain Market.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming. Trapper's Pub and Grub Grill opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Stop by for the nightly specials beginning at 5 p.m. Tuesday nights, it's all-you-can-eat tacos. Wednesday, it's burgers and fries. And Thursday's chicken and ribs just can't be beat. Friday, it's all-you-can-eat fish and $5 for a pound of wings. And Saturday, from 5 until 10, single-topping pizzas just $7.50. Find us on Facebook for specials or trapperspubgrub.com.
And we're now at 5 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. We have 65 degrees, our current temperature in here in Albany, as we head back to New Munich for more baseball coverage, Regency baseball action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. And we make our way to the bottom of the first inning. El Rosa sending their team to the plate, and Don, their starting lineup.
Leading out for El Rosa today will be Matt Mittendorf playing shortstop. Matt Schmitz will be batting second, playing second base. Batting third to catcher today will be Cody Eichers. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Austin Hadley. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ethan Volk. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Kevin Kiefler. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Pat Elias. Batting eighth, the designated hitter today, A.J. Hadley. Batting ninth, the left fielder, James Kiefler, and doing the pitching for El Rosa is Aaron Bull.
All right, Matt Mittendorf steps into the batter's box facing Ben Schrader, and we're ready to go here. Bottom of the first inning, no score if you're just joining us. We'll have more baseball this afternoon at 1:30 and 4 o'clock. It's, Regal will take on Dominic at 1:30, and 4 o'clock it's Richmond taking on New London Spicer. The first pitch to Mitty is a called strike, and 0-1. There's a strike on the outside corner, and now 0-2.
Mitty with a big day the other day against Regal on Friday night. 3-for-4, base on balls.
Balls, two strikes. Schrader gets the inside corner and called out on strikes is Mittendorf. So one out, three straight pitches by Ben Schrader. Reminder, too, you can listen to us on AM 1150, on 107.7 FM, on 105.5 HD2, on our stream at mychasm.com, and at TuneIn Radio. If you got the app on your smartphone, you can pull us up on TuneIn Radio. Our games are being archived. Joe Gill will take that to our website at mychasm.com, mychasm.com tomorrow, and you'll be able to pick up the broadcasts of our Region 15C baseball broadcasts archived on mychasm.com at some point tomorrow. The first, actually, the account to Matt Schmitz at the plate is 1-1 as Ben Schrader delivers, and Schmitz skies it to center field, Austin Arsenal. And moving a little bit to make the catch for out number two.
No win today. The flag is completely lit.
It is.
Center field.
Yeah, yeah. So two outs, it'll bring Cody Eichers to the plate. Again, too, I invite your text messages where you're listening to our broadcast from today. It's really cool. We've entertained over 30 text messages so far in the first 2 days from folks all over the country. So I welcome those text messages again at 320-248-1602.
Still trying to figure out where Manhattan, Kansas is.
All right, the first pitch to Cody Eichers, a strike call, and now Schrader delivers a little high in the count, 1-1.
Yeah, Regal pitchers held Cody Eichers 0-for-4 the other night with a couple of Ks. That's a little unusual for Cody.
As Ben Schrader kicks and delivers, and Eichers takes a low for a ball, and the count 2-1. Around the infield for the Martins, Scott Schlungen over at third. At short, it's Kyle Leeser. Out at second base, it's Matthew Schlungen, and at first base, Josh Stengler. The 2-1 pitch, and Eichers pops this one up in the infield. Over at short, Kyle Leeser will call for it, and right in front of the second base bag, makes the catch for the out. In left field for the St. Martin Martins, Taylor Holthaus, center field. It's Austin Arsenal on right field. Michael Schlungen and behind the plate, Brian Schlungen. After, actually, for El Rosa here in the first inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. So we played an inning, no scores. St. Martin and El Rosa, we're back in a minute.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
And a pleasant good Sunday morning to you. We're now at 10 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and we're at 65 degrees, cloud cover here in central Minnesota. Heading back out to New Munich for more baseball action with Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy Bunnenstein. Cy's Sunday morning show cut a little short because of baseball today.
That's too bad. He's always a lot of fun to listen to.
Absolutely. Cy will be off next Sunday, so we'll have Travis Rahmacher in, manning the Sunday morning show. We are ready to go to the top of the second inning. Scott Schlungen, Jared Overman, Josh Stengler facing Aaron Boat. Dan Tesmer is listening to us this morning. He's hauling wood. Dan says, a nice cool morning in August.
Absolutely.
I had a couple people yesterday that said they were cutting wood yesterday. First pitch to Schlungen, a strike called, 0-1. There's a strike called again, 0-2 now to Scott Schlungen. The ball's 2 strikes.
Getting ready for winter.
Yeah, and a lot of people have these outdoor burners now.
Yep.
Pitch outside, a ball, 1-2.
If you're wondering what the rest of the day brings today, at 1:30 you're going to be able to either see or listen to Regal Eagles taking on the New Munich Silver Streaks. Then at 4 o'clock it'll be Richmond against the New London Spicer Twins. Those two games are elimination games already.
Schlungen taps one foul now on the third baseline to stay alive, 1-2. Spicer is listening to us this morning. Yeah, listening. Good morning, Spicer says. They're mowing their yard and listening to baseball this morning in Spicer. Wow. Schlungen a swing and a miss, and Scott is out on strikes. Aaron Vogt gets his first strike out of the day. In that number, if you're out there listening this morning, I know there's a parade going on in Greenwald, Albany Heritage Day going on. A lot of activity in central Minnesota. 320-248-1602. Give me a holler on a text. Jared Overman steps up to the plate, the DH. Jared had a hit in yesterday's ball game.
Also got hit by a pitch.
And Overman,
one of those victims.
Yeah. First pitch was a ball to Jared. Now he follows it back to the netting here in the count. 1-1. 1-1 the count. Aaron Vogt's pitch in. Overman drives this to right field. That's a long way back. Ethan Vogt backpedaling. He'll come up with the baseball, though, but well, right in front of that right field fence, maybe 10, 15 feet in front of the fence.
That would sit a long way. Opposite field. That's some power onto that one, did he, Overman?
Josh Stengler comes to the plate. Josh with a couple of hits yesterday, Don. A double.
Josh Overman, 2-for-4 with a base on ball.
Josh Stengler.
Yep.
Aaron Vogt with 2 outs now. Looks down to Cody Eichers, and his pitch is high for ball 1-0. Had a nice visit from Buddy Ostendorf. Buddy came into the press box here before the game. Buddy got to throw out the first pitch yesterday here at New Munich, and fitting because Buddy had such a great career here at New Munich. Here's a ground ball to third as Hadley up with it across the diamond, 5-3 on the putout. We'll talk more about Buddy Ostendorf when we come back. The summary for the Martins, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5 at St. Martin, nothing, and El Rosa, nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
At North American Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Breitbach, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 877-254-3191 today.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and we have 66 degrees now here in central Minnesota. Beautiful morning in Chasm Land as we head back to New Munich for more baseball coverage with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. Bottom of the second inning coming up. They're still having problems with that first base yesterday. There was a player, I think it was Aaron Sabelko, who slid into first base yesterday in the Lake Henry game, and the bag kind of peeled up a little bit, so still having some maintenance done on it over at first. Josh Stengler cleaning it out underneath, jumping on it. Hey, Don, we talked a little bit about Buddy Ossendorf and what a great career he had at New Munich. Got to throw the first pitch out yesterday. And to show you what kind of player was, Buddy, he went right on top of the mound and threw that pitch out yesterday.
Yes, he did. He said that's where they're supposed to be thrown from. He said not 40 feet in front of it. Buddy, I'll tell you what, I've seen Buddy pitch in my career too already, and I was a young man watching some New Munich games, and he could throw.
Yeah.
He had some speed on the ball. And
good. You ever bat against him?
I'm not sure if I ever did. That would have been early in my career, but probably one of the first years. I don't think I ever did, but he's a good left-handed hitter. He could hit.
Buddy could hit.
Oh, yes, he could.
And then
hit.
He could throw hard.
And he threw hard. He played any place, too. He
didn't
make any difference. Buddy was a class act out there in the mound. It was baseball all the way.
Yeah.
And you played the game the way the game was supposed to be played. You threw hard, somebody made you mad. Better be looking out the next time because you don't showboat, you don't show up a pitcher or anybody in that league at that time.
Yeah, Buddy Ossendorf, nice conversation. Of course, we got to see Buddy a lot last year in Painesville. As he always kind of parked right next to us up in the press box.
Yeah, he did. Yep, the class act Buddy is, and enjoys baseball.
And I think Buddy threw a strike to home plate, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Yeah.
It looked good.
It looked good.
Yes, it did.
So you still got it.
All right.
Paul Sand came out and doing a little bit more maintenance on that first base bag, and now I think we're ready to go. Don, the light rain that we have this morning, it looks like you still see some footprints in the grass, so a little wet maybe.
Yeah. Well, Mary just come up with this little tidbit now. You don't see very often batters number zero and all zeros across the board.
Yeah, you're right. As leading up is Austin Hadley wearing the number zero and a fly ball to left field. Coming over by the line is Taylor Holthaus to make the catch for the out.
Austin Hadley was 0-for-3 in that game against Regal with a base on balls. Ethan Vogt, same thing. 0-for-3, base on balls.
Ethan Vogt, the right fielder today. Ethan picked up the win on Friday night after Pat Ilias had that walk-off two-run blast in the bottom of the ninth. Yesterday's ball game was the first game, or last night's ball game was the first game, too, that we did not play the bottom of the ninth inning. Otherwise, we always took it to the bottom of the ninth inning.
Yeah. You're right. Well, number one seeds went down over the weekend so far.
All three number ones losing yesterday. Ethan Vogt a swing and a miss, and now Ethan gets hit in the back on the pitch from Ben Schrader, and he'll go to first base.
Those are the kind you can kind of take, you know, them curveballs that are kind of floating. You can kind of turn your back into them and they'll think that you're going to knock you down to the ground.
They only hurt for a little while. There's Kevin Kiepler. Kevin shows bunt and pulls back, takes the ball outside, 1-0. The next day you can usually see where the mark was left. That's right. One ball, no strikes. And Schrader working from the stretch. Kiepler will follow this one back and out of play over the food tent here at New Munich. New Munich will have games next weekend here, too, on Saturday and Sunday. We will have a Friday night game in Farming next weekend.
Yeah, Lake Henry punched their ticket last night to the state tournament.
Kiepler a drive to right field, stepping back and making the catch out there and right as Michael swung in for the second out here.
An interesting game because Lake Henry will take on the winner of this game next Friday night at 8 o'clock over in Farming. This is also a state qualifying game.
Pat Ilias to the plate with one on and two outs. Ethan Vogt will take his lead at first. Josh Stangler holds him there. Not a big lead for Ethan. And Pat takes the ball outside and the count 1-0. You know, kind of a fun conversation, Don, we had with Pat Ilias after the game on Friday night. He said, you know, I haven't really played a lot this year. He said, I've been in the lineup once in a great while, and he's let the younger guys play a little bit more. And he said, you know, I never really got nervous before a game, but Friday night I was nervous. I just didn't want to screw up, he said. I didn't want to make an error. I didn't want to look stupid.
Well, Pat's a gentleman of all kinds, y'all. Yeah. Very humble player and does a great ball player.
3-0 the count to Pat Ilias. There's a strike on the outside corner and 3-1.
Got a little reprieve on that one that dropped that foul ball, you know, down the right field line. And we said right away, you don't want to actually give him too many extra chances.
No. Pat will take ball four inside, and he walks with two outs. Puts runners at first and second, and here comes A.J. Hadley, the El Rosa manager, to the plate. And A.J. Hadley, you could sit around the table, and there could be a lot of fun conversations with A.J. I think he's kind of like a king of one-liners and stuff like that.
Cool.
So A.J.'s fun to be around. There's a strike called, and a 1-1. And I like A.J. because he likes Chasm, too. He listens to Chasm a lot.
You like old-time music?
You know, I haven't asked him that
yet.
Okay. But he probably does as he pops this one to shallow right field, coming in hard and making the catch is slung in, and that'll do it for the Saints in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. After two, it's St. Martin nothing, El Rosa nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
No hits, no errors, two left on base.
When you choose Albany Mutual Telephone, a cooperative, your support keeps them strong, and that means they'll continue to make your advanced fiber-to-the-home network available to all area residents and businesses. It's something to feel good about. The best part, as current customers know, you get ultra-fast internet, TV, and cash returned over time. 30, 40, even 50% plus of your purchases back. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today.
Alrighty, we're at 23 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock, 66 our current temperature, and just have company at the studio here. I wasn't paying attention to the game, so Randy and Don, they finished up real quick. Boy, this game is moving along. We take you back to New Munich for more baseball action.
Alright, thank you, Cy. Back at New Munich, Austin Arsenal leads off the third inning. He drags a bunt down the third baseline and beats it out, and Austin on with a leadoff single here in the third inning. That'll bring Matthew Schlungen to the plate, and Matthew takes inside for a ball, and 1-0. Well, Don, did Cy do it or not? Did he jinx us or not?
I don't know.
We got to get Cy at more of these baseball broadcasts, because Cy, you just can't say the game's moving along, because then all of a sudden you get a long inning. All right, Schlungen takes a strike called, and 1-1. Also was reminding Cy, too, that if they would bring him a chicken dinner from Albany Heritage Day and the Parish Festival over at $7 Cy's going to have to somehow get me a chicken dinner, too. Here's a sacrifice bunt down the first base line. Matthew Schlungen puts it down perfect, and he's thrown out at first.
Pulled a hamstring down there, Randy. He come up pretty lame across the bag there.
You bet. As he was running down the line, pulling a hamstring and limping to the dugout, I think Matthew Schlungen's going to come out of the ball game here, and that's probably going to be it for him for today, the Martin second baseman. Yeah, those hamstrings, Don, when you feel them pop, it's just not good.
Well, he's walking pretty good, though, right now.
But try to run.
That's the big thing. He grabbed it as soon as he crossed the bag.
Here's Kyle Leeser at the plate. Kyle folds one back and out of play. Austin Arsenal moves to second on that sacrifice bunt by Matthew Schlungen. So with one down, Matthew slowly stepping into the dugout.
Boy, the air smells fresh now, doesn't it?
After the rain?
A little bit of rain. And
I know they're swatting away those gnats out there again.
Oh, man, I got out of the car this morning, and it was just loaded with them.
That's like a spring occurrence more, as Leeser chops this one slowly to third. They're saying fair ball. Hadley throws to first.
Wow, nice
and 5-3 on the putout.
What a bullet by Hadley over to Pat Ilias at first base.
Boy, Hadley was just kind of straddling that third base line.
Fair by much.
So two outs for the Martins. Austin Arsenault still the base runner out at third, or actually at second. And to the plate, Michael Schlungen. Michael in right field for the Martins. As Aaron Boat delivers to Michael, that's a strike called in 0-1.
A lot of innings and Aaron's aren't too, isn't there?
There is. Aaron has thrown a lot since being a high school kid. I remember him coming through the ranks. Boy, at that time, he was throwing hard, Don, and he was a little wild back in the day, too.
He didn't want to get dug in this too deep.
No.
Kind of brings us back to Buddy Osendorf, the conversation we had with him, you know, too, and talking about his pitching. You didn't want to dig in this too deep with him.
No. 0 on the count to Michael Schlungen, and the pitch is inside, a ball in 1-1.
It might be your bat in your hand, but this is my area.
That's right. One ball, one strike to Michael. Arsenal leads from second, and a swing and a miss at the changeup, 1-2. Of course, we're graced here in the press box with the tag team, the St. Martin connection again. Jerry Schaefer is here, Steve Reverman, and Pam Reverman all joining us up in the press box today. Here's Schlungen, a check swing, a line drive over to Pat Ilias at first, and that'll do it for the Martins in the third. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 2.5 innings. Hit St. Martin nothing and El Rosa nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
28 minutes now past the hour of 11 o'clock. 66 degrees here in central Minnesota. As we head back to New Munich for more baseball coverage, Regency Baseball, it's Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen.
Hi, thank you very much. Bottom of the third inning, we got some defensive replacements for the St. Martins with the injury to Matthew Schlungen and the pulled hamstring, Don.
Michael Schlungen will come in from right field now and play second base, and Tyler Ritter will go out to right field.
And he will bat in Matthew's
spot, correct.
And for the Elrose and Saints, James Kiefler picking up a bat for the first time today. He'll get his first at-bat here in the third against Ben Schrader. Don Ben Schrader, been around the league now for a number of years, started with Richmond and played over at Richmond for, was it 2 years?
I think it was two.
2 years. And then now
with the Martins
for his third year with the Martins as Kiefler falls in the batter's box off his leg.
I believe he's battling a little arm trouble this year. He hasn't pitched a lot. Started out.
The ball's one strike to Kiefler.
Now, last month or so, he's been throwing a few innings here and there, but spot starts.
Kiefler will pop this one up foul and out of play over the first base dugout. And the count at 0-2 to Kiefler. It'll be Kiefler, Matt Middendorf, Matt Schmitz here in the third for Elrosa. This is a state qualifier game. State tournament this year. Kind of looking forward to it.
Oh.
You talk Green Isle, and you talk Hamburg,
and
you talk Norwood. Some nice baseball parks in those communities.
You bet. Norwood Young America actually have a divider with 212. They got an older park, and I'm not sure if that's Young America or if that's Norwood on the left side of the highway as you're coming. But I know on if it's the one I'm thinking of, it's a beautiful park.
Yeah,
a
brand new park over
the
assault side of 212.
Yes.
Yeah. Fouled out of play by James Kiefler. The count, 1-2. Ben Schrader kicks and delivers. Curveball. Scotty Schlungen dives at third. Can't come up with it. Leaser makes a great play in the hole. It throws to first, and James Kiefler beating it out, but Kyle Leaser made that very close yet. What a throw by Leaser.
I didn't know what the ump was going to call there, did you?
No. Extremely close. So Kiefler with an infield single. That's Elrosa's first hit of the day.
We were talking about the A-team here from St. Martin, Jerry Schaefer and Steve Reverman and Pam.
Yeah.
I call them the Blues Brothers with the manager. Well, I think Steve could pass off with blue cheek, couldn't he?
I think so. One on, nobody out. Matt Middendorf at the plate. Here's Ben Schrader's pitch. Middendorf offers at it, a foul tip, and a strike called 0-1. We'll have to get a picture and put it on our website here,
yeah.
The Blues Brothers. The 0-1 pitch, Middendorf squares again to bunt and pulls back.
Gotta find that music.
One ball, one strike to Matt Middendorf. Trying to move James Kiefler up. Here's Ben Schrader's throw to first, and back safely is Kiefler. A little small ball here as we're already in the bottom of the third inning. Looks like one or two runs down is big in this ball game right now. Middendorf tries to put a bunt down, and he fouls it off again, and 1-2. Now, Matt's not totally squaring off there like a sacrifice.
That's excellent drag bunter. We've seen that.
Yes, we have.
But that was when you want to get Kiefler over to second.
1-2. Schrader's pitch. Strike three called as Middendorf is caught looking at home plate. Arguing his case with the home plate umpires, he pulled back on a bunt and he's rung up on strikes for the second time today. Two outs, and here comes Matt Schmitz to the plate. Schmitz fly ball to center field, and his only at bat. Kiefler's still over at first. The first pitch to Matt, a ball 1-0. Ball and no strikes. They kick the pitch, and Schmitz drives this to right center field. Long run for Arsenault, and he's not going to get it. Bounces in the gap. Kiefler turns third. They're sending him around. Here comes Leaser's throw to the plate. The one hops.
safe as Kiefler slides in with the game's first run. Boy, oh boy, was that a good relay from Arsenault to Kyle Leeser, and Leeser one-hopped it to home plate, and Kiefler needed a slide there, 1-0 El Rosa.
Head first slide, got around the backside of the plate. I think he just got it. Kiefler did, and it's a good play at the plate. Brian Schlungen right there.
Matt Schmidt's a double into that right center field gap. That'll bring Cody Eichers to the plate with a one out and a run in here in the third. The pitch from Schrader and a swing and a miss by Cody Eichers, strike one.
Keeper's probably back in the dugout looking at Matty. You know, if you could have bunted me over, it wouldn't have been quite so far to run.
Oh, on the count. Schrader kicks and delivers. Here's a ground ball to second. Schlungen up with it. He'll throw it to first. And 4-3 and a put out. Over to third goes Matt Schmidt.
Well, you got to consider that a pretty good at bat for Cody Eichers. At least he moved the runner over to third.
Exactly.
So. Yeah. Now, you know, never know on a wild pitch or a pass ball, you score a run.
Austin Hadley to the plate. Austin, a fly ball to left field in his first at bat today. And the pitch low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Brian Schlungen in the count 1-0. Again, if you're coming to the ballpark today, Numinic folks ask you to use Cemetery Road. There's lots of parking behind left field and over by the first base dugout, but you got to kind of drive around the backside of the ballpark. So when you're coming here to Numinic today, use Cemetery Road. You don't need to park on the streets or back in the church parking lot. Plenty of parking that surrounds this ballpark today. 1-1 the count as Hadley takes a called strike, and here's a breaking ball. Austin drills it to center field. Austin Arsenault fading back. Boy, this one's carrying a long ways, but he makes the catch for the out in front of that center field fence. And that'll do it for El Rosa. They knock first, scoring one run on two hits. No errors and one left on. We play three. El Rosa one, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
For good conversation and your favorite libation, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and is always willing to serve up your favorite beverage. Corky's plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. Don't forget to stop for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 till 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's carries electronic pool tabs. Good luck to the Richmond Royals from Corky's in Richmond. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.
23 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 66 our current temperature. More baseball action coming your way from New Munich. Randy and Don.
All right, Donald. We're back here. I had to take a picture of those three amigos. I'll send that off to Joe Gill. We'll have a little fun with that. There we go. Taylor Holthaus batting. In the top of the fourth inning already. And Taylor swings and misses on the fastball from Aaron Vogt. And 0-1 at the Holthaus, Brian Schlungen, and Scott Schlungen. For the Martins, El Rosa leading 1-0 here in the fourth inning. Aaron Vogt has the sign from Cody Eichers, and the pitch a little bit low in the count 1-1. Taylor Holthaus, he swings a mean bat. He takes a big cut all the time. Seemed like, Don, that ball carrying pretty good to center field on the double by Schmitz and then the fly ball by Hadley.
Too, but you look at the flag, it's laying there limp, and it's a, it's a big park. You got 331 down the line, 365 the straight center field, and I don't know, is it a little, might be a little deeper in the gaps, huh?
Yeah. One ball, two strikes, and Holthaus balls it at the plate. Ball players knocking those gnats away with their hats. And Holthaus swings at the curveball, chops it, foul down the third baseline. and the count one and two yet.
Tough pitch.
Yeah.
Well, I see Father Vincent Leeser just walking in here.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Big St. Martin fan, Father Vince. One ball, two strikes. Aaron Bowles pitch, and Holthaus swings and misses. He's out on strike. So, one down here in the fourth inning for Aaron Bowles today. He had a strikeout in the second, now one here in the fourth. Two on the day for Aaron. Brian Schlungen popped up to shortstop in his only at bat today. 331 down both the left and right field lines. You compare that to Farming, Don, where it's 305 down both lines?
305, and I think it's, what,
350 to the left center field gap. There's a strike call to Brian Schlungen and 0-1. Both pitch, Schlungen, big, high hopper, deep short, Mittendorf backhand on the two-hopper throw to first, in time on a nice scoop by Pat Elliott over at first base.
Pat could not get that first hop where he wanted it to, so did you see he backed up across the line and
yeah.
went towards it?
And went towards it, yeah. But a great play by Mittendorf in the hole.
Both ends. Beautiful play.
6-3 on the putout. And here comes Scott Schlungen to the plate.
The third baseman, Scotty Schlungen.
Scott struck out in his only at bat today. Aaron Bowles pitch. A little bit low for a ball, 1-0. Last year, El Rosa did make it to the state tournament and won a game down there.
Yes, they did. 1-0.
The 1-0 pitch. Schlungen checks his swing, and it goes off the knob of his bat, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Schlungen back into the box, says Aaron Bowles works from the stretch. His pitch and Schlungen will drive this one foul and out of play. He'll go down the right field line, way out of play.
El Rosa beat Blue Earth that game 1-0 and Hutchinson last year, and eventually he lost to Plato. Didn't have the score of that game, but
Schlungen rips it to third. Hadley up with it across the diamond. 5-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 3.5, El Rosa 1, St. Martin nothing. More Region 15 seat baseball action in a minute here on KASM.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever ketosis or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help to ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
The State Bank of Richmond is proud to be a part of the community and continues to offer their existing and new customers specialized services such as home, business, and commercial loans. If you have a dream home in mind, an expansion of your farm, or are starting up a new business, give the loan experts a call at the State Bank of Richmond. Phone 320-597-2145. That's 320-597-2145. Or stop by and visit with them, the State Bank of Richmond. Located on Main Street, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And a pleasant good Sunday morning to you. It is now 17 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock. We're at 66 degrees here in central Minnesota. As we take you back to New Munich for more Regency baseball action, Randy and Don on the scene. I just have to ask, Randy, how many teams start this field and how many of them move on to the state tournament?
Si, we begin Region 15C with 8 teams, and after next weekend, 4 of them will advance to the state tournament. So half move on and half finish their season.
Okay, thanks, Randy.
You bet, and yeah, we head to the bottom of the fourth inning in the middle part of this El Rosa lineup.